20s, yeah.
A rapier way to get at this is to put it in its context. I'm all right.
He's got it.
A rapier way to get at this is to put it back in the context out of which it emerges. So, sketch for me, if you can, the nature of the art market, New York, the American artists, as you remember in the late 20s.
The condition of artists right. And so forth.
So far as you remember in the late 20s.
He can help with that.
In the late 20s, when especially after 1929, well, in the early 30s, everybody was in a more or less desperate situation, and artists were, people tried to do things for artists at one time. They'd start little individual things, and everybody was clutching at straws. There was a before the WPA started, there was a sort of preliminary.
The TRA.
No, there was a preliminary official.
Just an outgrowth of the Gibson Committee?
No, Audrey McMahon was in charge of it.
College Art Association.
Yeah, it was the College Art Association. Yeah.
Yeah.
Harry Knight, that was Harry Knight's introduction to the thing. He got
yeah.
there then.
Yeah.
Oh, that was at the meeting
they
opened with
they
prayer.
Started, no, that's another thing. they started. What? Yeah, wait a minute.
A poor art.
This is something else.
I hope that's embroidery for you.
Well, I was on that. I got a job helping decorate a synagogue under another artist, Alfred Creamy. And this went on for.
What time
perhaps 4 or 5 or maybe 6 months, and then the WPA came along and went over to that. Someone started a society known as the Friends of Needy Artists. And there was a meeting.
In a hotel?
No, yes, of an artist named Russell. There's
Walter
a place
Russell?
Called, yeah, Walter, there, no. There's a place called the Russell Hotel. It's now the Sheraton Russell, I think, on Fifth Park Avenue.
Did you know about this?
He owned that building. He had inherited it from his family, and he was an artist. He used to sort of a dilettante. He'd travel around the world and paint. And he started this thing, and there was a meeting down there.
I remember
a clergyman got up and opened it with a prayer before it started. And they were discussing ways and means to help the artist.
Hmm.
And
how did they collect this?
Most
this
of the painters you know, around were there.
How did they collect the idea to, you know, to paint a synagogue? How was this handled?
No, well, I imagine they looked around for projects to do. And this was a little, a new place in the financial district. And it was on the second floor in a loft building.
A do-it-yourself.
An ancient
synagogue.
Building. And we just painted the whole place blue and then put some decorations on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Alfred Creamy?
No, but I've heard.
Well, he was the artist in charge. Of this, and there were 2 or 3 of us working under him. And
there were a number of things like this. That
yes,
the painting
was just
of pews
one of
and churches
under
here
that
and
yeah.
there.
Yeah, and was this headed up under John
first
Houston?
First-hand experience with.
Was this headed up under John Houston? Is that a name to you, or is this Harry Knight?
No, John Houston doesn't ring a bell at all. It was,
what about the TRAP?
That was
the start at the Whitney Museum.
No, that.
That Harry Knight had charge of first.
Oh, that was the PWAP.
PWAP.
Yeah.
There was a TRAP in Washington.
And then I remember the Vernon Porter,
mm-hmm.
who is now director of the National Academy. Was instrumental in starting up the Washington Square show. That was a thing designed to